Tell it to the judge, ma'am. Tell it to your mother, this reflection in a sock and one shoe. After the great defection, he said, tell a lie sometimes. Tell the truth when it suits you. When you lost your way, tell a story. Tell your story. Tell it, tell it, tell it. Listening through Carroll Gardens on the way to Cobble Row, I stopped at a psychic's dusty quilted windowsill. Forgot what she told me in her sleep, but I remember one thing she said. You may slip and call some lousy fuck your friend, but in the end you'll come out even. Church that's so quiet, it dares you to show. You put a hand to your mouth to stop the rain. You do Saint Vitus dance to the sky. You raise your voice. This is your chance. You have no choice.
Hear them happily. I don't know that we can do them. What would you like to hear? Oh my goodness. Who are you? Oh gosh. We don't know that song anymore. But since you said you planted a little seed, so hopefully the next time we come back, we're going to try to get back down here in probably, what, November? Yeah, when we get back from doing a big long. Yes, you in the front. Oh, that's a possibility, sure. We'll put that in. Oh, we're learning now.
We're working on it. Sorry. Here's what's happening. This is the truth. So please bring them on because
thanks
we're starting that. Basically, we have like 40 shows coming up around the U.S. For real.
So we're going to be relearning a bunch of stuff.
We're trying to relearn.
Are you going to Portland? Are you going to Portland?
Are we going to sort of a question. Are we
going to Portland?
Not till kind of
December.
Yeah, early December. We'll come here first. All right, we're gonna do like our sort of quintessential Weepy's tune, I like to think of it as.
getting tired too, so.
We've got a small handful of songs left for you. How this song came about. So writing songs, I'm sure many of you out in the audience are creative people. It feels like it. So creating songs, it's sort of like creating anything. There's sort of that element of maybe like free form, maybe try to have a plan of some sort, and usually it all goes to hell. But the best, I think, I don't know, the ones that I still enjoy so much writing are the ones where sitting down, you really have no idea what's going to come out, and it sort of just feels sort of like a gift, but there's a lot of work behind it, too. It's very mysterious. Anyway, this song came about where we were writing it together, and it sort of ended up happening that way, and that's also very rare. I guess Rocks and Water kind of came about that way, too, but Steve was kind of walking through our hallway, like, playing this riff, like, hey, what do you think about this? And not really saying very much, but I sort of felt an invitation to, like, start throwing some words out. So I did, and then it just started rolling from there. Okay, so here we go.
So you can imagine that you're in our house, and I'm in my
second floor,
boxers.
Old Victoria.